This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about Hunters Helping Lenawee, and that's a part of an organization with the Lenawee Community Foundation. Happy to have with me Mike Houghton with the group Hunters Helping Lenawee. Mike, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Dale, thanks for having us back. I really appreciate it.
Let's start off first explaining for those who may not be familiar with the program of what Hunters Helping Lenawee is all about, Mike.
Hunters Helping Lenawee is a program within the Lenawee Community Foundation that we, throughout deer season, we accept donations from Lenawee County hunters who, after they harvest a deer, if they want to help out the program, they take it to a local processor. And we have four local processors this year. We added one, which was Monahans Market. They help us out by processing the deer, packaging it for us, and then the Community Foundation picks up the processing and disperses it throughout the county. This year we hit 26 different entities within the county that then distribute it to people in need within the county. And that's pretty much how the process works. It's kind of a process where everybody chips in and then we distribute it and go from there.
This has been a program that has been around for a few years now.
It has. We just wrapped up our 15th year, which is a little hard to believe for me, but it is.
It's great.
It is. It's fantastic. It's year 15 just wrapped up, and we've had some people that have been with us since the start, which is really cool. We were talking about that the other day. We've had processors that have been with us since the beginning. We've had some board members that have been with us since the beginning, but we've made some great additions over the years too. But it was pretty cool to see that it was the 15th year. Because I can remember the first year when it started, and we weren't sure how it was going to go or how successful we'd be, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that being able to distribute as much as you have been able to, that everybody in the county benefits from this, right, Mike?
Yes, and that's one aspect of it that I love is we hit every single corner of the county and every single municipality within the county has received some sort of donation at some point in time throughout the season. So it is truly a countywide effort and it's a countywide benefit for everyone, which is pretty cool.
Now, when we talk about people benefiting from this, are we talking food pantries?
Yep, food pantries, food banks. We help the Salvation Army. We help the domestic violence shelters. Municipality in the county has some type of organization that uses the venison donations, and we're able to hit it. Doesn't matter whether they're big or small. We cover the bases with everybody.
Now, how does this work when hunters go out and hunt deer? What's the process? How does that work where they get the deer actually to the processor?
So basically somebody goes out, they're deer hunting, and if they tag a deer or harvest a deer and they can donate a portion of the deer. They basically bring it to the processor. We have four. We have Casper's Hickory House. We have Exact Wildlife. We have Palmer's Processing. And we have Monahans Market that we added this year. So they bring the deer to the processor, and they let the processor know that they want to donate the deer. There's some paperwork that they fill out. They get a tax deduction for it at the end of the year. And then they just let the processor know, hey, I want to donate 100% of it or 50% of it, whatever. Fill out the paperwork. The processor takes it from there. The Community Foundation, because of donations and fundraisers, we pay for the processing costs. And then after the deer is processed, the processors reach out to the Community Foundation, and we have folks that go and pick it up. And then they have a list of the organizations that are on the wait list, and we distribute it to them. We've really tried to make it, from the get-go, we really tried to make it a streamlined, simple process for everybody involved, and no hassles, no headaches, and it's worked beautifully.
With the addition of the processors and the, trying to fulfill the need out there, do you see the need for this growing?
It is. And, you know, we've talked a couple of times over the years that we thought, well, we've hit the ceiling. And then what happens is the next year as word has spread and the need has grown, the ceiling moves on us again. Mm-hmm. So, which is not a bad thing because we're there and we're able to do it. But, you know, I've seen over the 15 years that the program has grown, the support has grown, but the need has grown as well. And I don't see that diminishing in any way, shape, or form. We did 12,000 pounds as of right now. We have 12,000 pounds that were donated.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's fantastic. And it's a record-setting year for us. Last year, we set a record, and this year, it blew that out of the water. So we had a record-setting year, which is over 45,000 meals within the county that we were able to donate. But the reality is, even with hitting that record year and hitting those numbers, we still have a need going on today. So it just shows us that what we're doing is needed.
Yeah.
And it really shows us, too, that there's probably always going to be the need, and we're just there to meet it.
Yeah. So those that are thinking about and hearing this and thinking, yeah, I'd like to be a part of this, can they just be able to do it next year when the deer hunting season is in effect?
We've got multiple ways you can help out. We've had, you know, if you go to the Community Foundation's website, you can financially help out by donating to the Community Foundation, and that helps cover processing costs. We run a golf outing that we've done for a couple years that's done at the Tecumseh Golf Club. That's our big fundraiser for the year.
Sure.
We maxed out with golfers that last year. It looks like we're going to be in good shape again this year.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So we've got that going on. This year, there was an event that went on in Lenawee County at the beginning of January that was the Lenawee County Doe Poll, and we had over 20 deer donated then, so that boosted our numbers too. And we've had businesses start to get involved too, like BNI of Lenawee County made a donation to us. So there's multiple ways to help out, whether it be financially or donating a deer or attending an event or whatever it is. You know, it's not just having to go out and shoot. You know,
right.
We've had a lot of people that aren't hunters that say, how can I help? And we've opened, you know, facilities and ways for that to happen there too.
Because there are so many ways to be able to help, and this is helping a need in Lenawee County, helping to feed those that are not able to have that available to them, and to make their meal dollar go a little bit farther too, to be able to receive these donations, to be able to get these donations through the different agencies that you mentioned earlier.
Yep, and it's great too because the processors that we have, you know, we started out with one. Way back when.
Yeah,
we
I
started
remember
out
that.
With one, yes. And we've moved up to four now, and they're fantastic. They help with everything. They help with, you know, the communication with the Community Foundation. They help us with, you know, processing all the paperwork. They do the work for an accepted amount. I mean, it's like everything, you know, everything has to be a collaborative effort.
Sure.
And it's a well-oiled machine, and it's functioning fantastic because everybody chips in their own way. Everybody helps out in their own way, and it just runs smooth and seamless, which is fantastic.
It is. And to be able to do as well as you did this year, it's just that 12,000 pounds, that just boggles my mind, Mike.
I think we talked earlier or late last year, whenever it was, and I said, you know, we had a record year. Maybe we'll do a little bit better, but this blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic because, you know, we got to a point where it started hitting and I was like, holy smokes, we're going to shatter that record. And then boom, you know, then all of a sudden we're not just going to shatter it. We're going to move into a whole nother like realm.
Yes.
Of it, which was cool. So, I mean, but that is a testament to the hunters out there. It really, really is because, you know, I know of some people that have donated 8-10 deer because they have, you know, a lot of property that they hunt or for whatever, or large family groups where everybody's out and they all want to chip in. We've had, you know, folks that I've talked to 10 years ago that were helping out and they help out every year. So it really is a testament to the hunters within the county that's where the support really truthfully comes to because they're the ones out in the woods.
Right.
They're the ones buying the tags. They're the ones sitting in these tents like today,
you know,
and putting the work in and then making the donation just to help out.
That shows again, and I have said this numerous times, not only on this program, but also on the air as well, that it shows the collaboration and the work that people are doing right here in Lenawee County for Lenawee County.
Yes. Yep. I you know, I was talking to somebody one time and I said, you know, I always looked at with this program, there is a lot of unrecognized faceless people, if you want to call it that. And that's the hunters. I mean, that's the people out in the woods that are the true lifeblood of the program, you know, and really what makes it work.
That's so, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Very appreciative to all of them. So.
And if they would like more information, can they just contact the...
Yep. We have several different avenues, you know, the Community Foundation with their website. There's a, subheading, I guess you would say, underneath their website that has all the program information. It has all the contact information. Anything you would need to know, that's on theirs. I maintain a Facebook page that has also blown up just with the amount of people, which is fantastic. It's blown up with the amount of people, you know, following on that page.
Yeah.
Try to be very active on that, give everybody updates. So we try to, you know, reach out in all different avenues because you got some guys that don't use Facebook.
Right.
But they can still access the community page, you know, just via the internet. Mm-hmm. And we always tell people, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. My contact information's on there. The Community Foundation input is on there. I mean, it's we try to any questions you have at any time, you're probably either going to find it on one of those avenues.
Yeah. This has become such a wonderful and effective program to be able to help to feed those that are in need of that extra food, and to be able to have this type of program, I think, is quite unique for us.
It is. And I, you know, what I love about it is, and I say this every time, so I'm repeating myself, but the fact that, and there's other programs within the state of Michigan, but they're state-based.
Yeah.
The fact that this is county-based, county-supported, everything to do is, I call it homegrown. It's homegrown Lenawee County. Every aspect of it is covered by the people who live here, who work here, contribute here, help out people here. That's the part to me that I love the most, is that it is Lenawee County based, and it's all about Lenawee County.
Yeah, that's
right. And
that
to me is, that's the coolest part.
Right. Absolutely.
There. Yes.
I agree 100% with you on that, Mike.
Yes.
I mean, this is, and that's why I say it's, Lenawee County is such a great place to be able to live.
It is. And this program to me is an indicator of it. You just see, you know, you can call it the silent support. I mean, you just see the support that people do for other people within this county.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on a record-breaking year, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you again. I was thrilled to see it, and I'm really excited now to see what happens next year. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But no, I appreciate it.
Well, hopefully with this, that people might not have heard about Hunters Helping Lenawee before, are hearing about it now, and would like to be able to get involved, whether being a hunter or just by donating to the program as well, to help out those that would like to be able to find something to be able to stretch their meal dollar.
We will take, you know, we talk about it all the time. Everybody can chip in and help out in their own way.
Yeah.
And we can always use help. There's always help that can be used.
That's right. Mike, thanks so much for being on. And we look forward to having you back in the future here on the program.
Perfect. Dale, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
My guest has been Mike Houghton with Hunters Helping Lenawee here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.